Welcome to Faith Boost, a message by Pastor Andrew McLennan.
Did you know it's a sin in the Bible to attack an innocent person? Hi, my name's Andrew. This is Faith Boost, and I'm going to boost your faith today with some ancient secrets that still work in the modern world. Well, today's segment and even the next one you listen to, it's a little bit obscure. It's a little bit of left field action, but it's Old Testament and it's the Word of God. And hopefully it'll teach you that, you know, you read the Bible, you can get a lot out of the Bible, even reading the Old Testament. There are stories and principles in the Old Testament which still apply in the modern world. And today's an example. So it's a story in 2 Samuel chapter 3. Abner is the ruler of the army of Israel. Now, Saul was the king of Israel. Saul dies. They appoint one of Saul's sons, Ish-bosheth, I think his name was, and Abner's his commander. But as I said earlier in another podcast, you know, David grew stronger and stronger, and Saul's family and empire grew weaker and weaker. So eventually the commander of the Israelite army comes to David and says, you know what, David, God wants you to be the king. I'm going to gather all Israel together and bring them to you, and we're all going to be one big happy family. And David blesses him. He came with 20 men, and David had a big feast for him. They celebrated together. And David said, go in peace, go in peace. Abner was doing the right thing. But what happened was Joab was the leader of David's army, and Joab was a hard man. He was a harsh man. He was a warrior, but he was also a killer. And Abner had killed one of Joab's brothers in a battle. And again, Abner hadn't wanted to kill him, but the brother kept chasing him on the battlefield, chasing him and chasing him. And eventually Abner actually stabbed him with the blunt end of his spear just to get rid of him. But they were moving so quick and the guy was running so fast, the spear went into his stomach and killed him. So Joab's got a grudge. Okay, he wouldn't forgive Abner for killing his brother, even though he didn't want to kill his brother. It was in a battle. Israel and Judah were fighting. So Abner won't let it go. He won't let it go. And underline that word, you know, won't let it go, or those words. So what happens is Abner gets back from a raid. David's like, hey, guess what? Joab gets back from a raid. David's like, guess what? Abner was just here. He's going to bring all of Israel over to me. We're going to be unified. We're going to be one strong nation. And Joab, rather than go, awesome, he's like, no way, Abner's not going to live. So Joab chases after him. And the Bible says that Abner went back to Hebron, the city of called Hebron. And Joab goes up to him and calls him aside, says, oh, Abner, I just need to talk to you about something. And Abner trusts Joab. Joab takes him aside and murders him, stabs him to death. And, you know, the Bible says shedding of innocent blood is a sin. And Joab had committed a great sin this day because Abner was innocent. And he innocently said, oh, okay, you want to talk, let's talk. And he gets stabbed to death. He got ambushed. And, you know, the Bible talks a lot about the shedding of innocent blood. It's actually a sin to shed innocent blood. I want to read out some Proverbs to you, okay? So in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, it says, these six things the Lord hates, yes, seven, are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, and a false witness who speaks lies, and also one who sows division amongst brethren or amongst brothers. But the third thing that God hates is hands that shed innocent blood. And so Joab brought a curse on himself and on his family for shedding innocent blood. Now you look at this story and go, wow, how do we apply this to our lives? Because we don't live in a culture of warriors and fighting and killing and murder and bloodshed and carrying swords around and stabbing our enemies. But the reality is today in the New Testament, we can shed innocent blood by our criticism. We can curse what God has blessed. We can be critical of people we don't know. We can hear stories, or these days on the internet, you can read stories about churches, about pastors, and you go, oh, wow, they're ridiculous, they're wrong. And you can start sowing discord. You can start criticizing. You can start attacking someone you've never met, and you don't even know if what you're reading is true. You know, we need to be careful today. Whatever church you go to, appreciate it, love it, thank God for it. But don't think your church is better. Don't attack other churches. Don't attack other pastors you've never met. You know, be careful that we don't shed innocent blood, that we don't criticize that we know little or nothing about. We should keep our hearts pure and say, you know what? I don't know that church, but I love it. You know what? I don't go to that church, but I thank God for it. Let's not be people that shed innocent blood, but let's be people that build the house of God and build his kingdom all around the world.
Thanks for listening today. Please like and subscribe on our channel. We hope and pray that you are inspired and strengthened by these short, sharp, Bible-based messages. We would love to know what you think, so write a review or comment. Pastor Andrew's website is i2aw.org. That's i2aw.org. If you've been blessed by this message, share it with someone and they can be blessed too.